It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. One of the more controversial groups in rock is a band called Nickelback. Critics hate them for what they call the band's derivative, uninspired sound. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. Now, even though the band is consistently bashed, Nickelback happens to be one of the industry's most successful acts. 50 million in record sales, a lead singer who earns 10 million a year. And how do they do it? By treating the band as a business. Ben Painter wrote about Nickelback in this week's Bloomberg Businessweek magazine.
Well, I guess the best way to explain it is if you tune into your regular TV, you can hear them on, you know, the entry songs for World Wrestling Entertainment SmackDown, commercials for NASCAR's Speed Channel, the background of the Transformers movie, and during the Stanley Cup, they did a strategic promotional alliance to have some of their music played during highlight videos. So if something's getting punched, smashed, broken, or otherwise causing chaos, Nickelback is usually the background soundtrack to it.
Ben, explain this about Nickelback. This is a phenomenon. They are a hated band. Like people, listeners, music fans around the country and the world hate them.
Yeah, you know, I think you'd say that music aficionados hate them because there's a whole group of fans that absolutely love them. But as far as the hate goes, they've been vilified for doing what is basically formulaic rock and roll.
I mean, apparently during a protest against the union standoff, the teachers union standoff in Chicago, somebody held up a sign that said, "Rahm Emanuel likes Nickelback."
Yeah, you know, they've become...
He had to publicly deny this. Like, he went on the record and said, "It's not true. I don't like Nickelback."
You know, that was probably a strong political move for him at that point. They're incredibly prolific. They've got this great business model behind what they do. They tour on the cheap. They produce music incredibly quickly and prolifically because Chad Kroeger is such a...
He's the lead singer of the band.
Yeah, he's an amazing... He's just an amazingly quick songwriter. They sell their concert tickets cheaper than other bands do because they travel cheaper than other bands do, and that allows them to hit more places, you know, at a quicker pace. And they've gotten this multi-million-dollar tour deal from, you know, a touring company because people recognize that they're not just good, but they're incredibly efficient in the way that they travel.
They also own a record label, or the lead singer owns a record label, the record label that that spawned this hit. The song by Carly Rae Jepsen, which has been a number one, which was a number one song for many, many weeks. He owns that label.
He's been around with 604 Records since 2002. Basically, he goes out there and he takes a chance on talent. And if you look at a lot of talent they have, it's a lot of it is Canadian born and bred talent, just like Nickelback. And a lot of them are their own songwriters, and they just work on building them up in Canada and launching them in the United States. But, you know, they seem to be a little bit sensitive to the fact that that not everybody likes them.
Oh, really?
They're under a spotlight.
And how do they respond to it?
Well, you know, I think that they're going for giving their fans fun and a lot of action and, a good boozing time at their shows. And, you know, if people have an expectation that they're going to be more like Mozart, that's not going to happen. These guys know exactly what they do. They do it to a T. They pack stadiums because of it. And I think they've worked real hard to get to that point.
That's Ben Painter. His article about the business behind the band Nickelback is in the latest issue of Bloomberg Business Week. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you. This is how